Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Smoothly.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Have a great show for you today. My first guest will be Mr. Jeremy Etherton from Lexington, Kentucky. He is an ambassador for MS and ALS awareness. Wanted to bring him on to bring some insight into that. We'll also have Mr. Jordan Martinez, a former U.S. Army paratrooper, who is bringing awareness to PTSD in the military. He's in the process of directing a movie called The Gatekeeper. During the Good Deeds segment, we'll have Susan Garrison. Many of you know about the fundraiser we did for Mason Borden of Phil Campbell, Alabama. Fundraiser went great. We raised $3,000 in about 12 hours to make sure that his mom was able to be buried and not cremated. That was his wish. He's 14 years old, lost both of his parents now, his mom to pneumonia and his dad to suicide last year. So difficult situation, but we're going to talk to Susan during the Good Deed segment. I want to say I know it's a busy time right now for graduates, whether you're graduating preschool like my daughter Cora or high school or college, but I wish you all well as you go out into the world and utilize your diplomas and degrees. I wish you much success. I know there are people all over the country and the world graduating right now. So your prayers, we'll have prayers for you and hope that things work out for you as you make any new endeavors that you have. Right now on the line, we have with us Jeremy Etherton, as I said, from Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jeremy.
Mark, I appreciate it.
Hey,
go Cats.
Well, there you, you got it in. I didn't have time to turn it down. I'm sorry.
That was fast.
Well, of course, Mike Johnson introduced me to you, Jeremy, and he had mentioned several months ago, hey, you need to talk to my friend Jeremy, and here we are. So I'm glad to have you on the line now, Jeremy.
That's it. I'm glad to, you know, to talk about, you know, everything going on with MS, multiple sclerosis, and ALS, which is a really long, acronym for things, but, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease, it's a challenge.
Well, tell us about your life. Tell us about yourself as an intro to our audience.
All right. Well, guys, I am a Lexington, Kentucky person, and I'm a UK fan. Sorry. But, you know, we all come together for the good for people. And, you know, from everything from just community involvement to people, sorry, I have to gasp for air every time.
No.
For people involved with any of these two diseases, it's a challenge every day. I was misdiagnosed for a year and a half with multiple sclerosis. Last November, I was the diagnosis of ALS. Came into the picture, and I've been a fighter, and my belief system is truly that things happen for a reason, and that's it. And so, with that belief in mind, I said I'm going to do this thing called Jeremy's Journey, and it's a journey of faith to me, which is the biggest thing, and the challenges that come along with anything. We all die. It's just a matter of when. So with what life I have left, according to doctors and things, I'm going to try to make a difference with everything that I've been through, 48 years of life and 5 children. I'm to the point that, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about the joy I have in my life, where it comes from, and I'm going to spread awareness about the disease. And that's, in a nutshell, that's it.
Well, we're on the same page trying to make a difference, Jeremy. And the very fact that you're on the program today to talk about bringing awareness to MS, ALS, and, of course, it sounds like you've got great family support.
Yeah. My oldest brother is taking a month and a half off of work to take me on this journey. We're stopping in 14 different states to Alaska. And I've always wanted to see the Northern Lights. To me, that's God's coloring book. It's like he has an etch-a-sketch and he just shakes it all crazy, and that's what you get. To see those beautiful lights, I want to see them. Hopefully it happens. But if not, I'll buy a postcard. It's kind of, But, life is just, we all have ups and downs in everything that we do. We think this one thing's going to happen and we have a different plan, and it doesn't really ever really truly happen the way we have it all planned out. And it's a matter of just accepting it, move on from it, and make something positive out of it.
And we all have goals and we all have dreams and ambitions. I was able to talk to 241 seniors at Athens High School this past week, and one of the things that I tried to share with them was the fact that no matter what our plans are, our goals and our dreams are, what we really have is today.
Exactly. And that's a big thing. When I was diagnosed with ALS, they tell you typically from diagnosis you have 2 to 5 years from the date of diagnosis. And that's it. I kind of went a whole different route on that. I believe in miracles, and I can believe, things can happen. But sometimes a miracle is not what you wanted it to be. Sometimes it's just the fact that I'm going on this journey. My oldest brother has been in a motorcycle. It's a gang. It's not a club that he's in. And, he's in that. He's the oldest. I go to Bible college. That's a diversity of 7 kids, and that's where we're at. So maybe this part of the journey is just me and him being together for 40 days, and experiencing all the things we're going to experience and just living life. And I'm sorry I'm talking so much, but
No, that's what I need you to do.
I gave a speech to his motorcycle club. There's like 40 guys there, you know, rough guys. And you know, me, I'm in a wheelchair. So it's kind of, I'm talking to these guys, and I look over at my brother. I said, I can remember you carrying me on your shoulders to go to the ballpark when we were growing up. And now I'm like, you're carrying my bleep to Alaska. And you got 40 guys who are weathered from just life. And they hear that. There were 30 of them that were bawling. I was bawling. And it was just that. You don't know what impact you can have on somebody just by you being you and you being open and transparent. Tell your testimony. Tell your story. For people who don't believe, tell spills. You've went through bad things in life. Tell other people about it. Because your story, your testimony, is power. I mean, it's power over whatever you went through. But then it's power for somebody else to say, oh, man, I'm not alone. There's other people who went through this. And that's the big challenges with ALS, MS, and any other kind of terminal disease. People feel secluded, withdrawn. I don't want to go out because I'm in a wheelchair. I don't want to, you know, do all these things. I don't want somebody to have to pick me up and carry me. I don't want to have somebody help me go to the bathroom. Just do it. Just keep living life. Don't stop. Because people see you and experience you, you know, through what you're doing. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And for me to have my oldest brother do this with me is just incredible. Because we've been on different pages most of our whole life. But he offered. That was the kicker of it all. He's like, hey, I want to do this with you. I'm like, are you sure? No, it's good. But yeah, so it's just everything happens in life for a reason, good or bad. You just have to look for the good. You have to look for the good because it's there. It might take a little time and a whole lot of searching, but you'll see the positive effect of life. We're here to help each other, to love each other, you know, and no matter what our belief system is, you know, if you just reach out your hand, you help somebody in whatever way you can. You're planting that little seed. You're throwing that seed upon the rock, and it finds a little bit of soil, and next thing you know, bam, you've got a tree that grows and splits the rocks and keeps growing. And that's what I'm hoping to do on this whole journey with my brother. 14 states the very first time, and then my second oldest brother, we're doing a leg of it. It's going to be broken down into 6 different trips, Lord willing, and, you know, won't fill over. During that time, but they've all got refresher courses on CPR and many other things.
Very good. Makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Oh, well, it does. Except now, I've never listened to your show because, you know, I'm way up here in the bluegrass state. But you know, it makes you feel good. To talk more a little bit about my faith, I've signed the DNR. I've done all these things. It's like, and that's just me. Everybody has different ways of handling it. I'll go until the last breath goes out of it. And that's just it. Against doctor's orders and all. Now, any listeners, don't go against your doctor's order. Disclaimer. But kind of, you know, live your life. Don't give up. Don't quit. And let your story and your testimony be that. This is how I lived. This is how, you know, the past is the past. Done lots of crazy, stupid stuff. I have. But, you know, but at this point in life, everything I've been through my whole entire life has brought me to this moment for a reason. And I accept it and I grasp it and I hold on to it. And in a way, it's kind of weird. I'm glad in a weird way. That I have this because it's gave me a larger platform to reach people about joy and happiness and where I get it from than I could have ever had ever. You know, it's, well, as far as I know, ever.
Yes.
But, you know, and that's it. A larger platform to reach people, tell them about my joy and happiness and where it comes from, and boom. The rest is basically history.
Well, I have two great friends, Jeremy. One was Tom Keys, and he passed from complications with MS, and I visited him out in Kansas a couple of years ago before he passed away. And then another gentleman played football at Alabama. His name's Kerry Goode, great athlete, and he has fought through ALS for the past 3 years now. And he still posts encouraging messages on Facebook, and I encourage people to check out Kerry Goode.
Yeah.
When I found out that you were bringing awareness where you're at, you know, that was very important to me, and knowing Mike and knowing his grandson and trying to help them, we're all connected, and there are opportunities that open, doors open because we do one thing and then we see the next, and we just keep moving forward. And that sounds like exactly what you're trying to do through sending your message out to others.
Yeah, and I know who you're talking about. Your fellow, we talk.
Yes,
that's weird. See, our little triangle just got bigger.
That's right.
Or a circle. Yeah. It's just a powerful message, and you know, and in one way, I'm kind of, you know, that song Tim McGraw, "Live Like You're Dying." There's not very many of us who ever hear that diagnosis, like, okay, you're going to die 2 to 5 years. You know, not many, and people hear it. But once you do, there's one of two things happen. You'll say, okay, man, I'm going to change some stuff. I'm going to do some stuff. I'm going to do some things differently. Or you just kind of lay there and die.
Yeah.
You know, you give up. And I'm not that guy. And you know, and I encourage anybody with ALS or MS, you know, to just keep fighting. Just keep living. You know, and tell people your story. Tell every social media person. Tell every, like with you, tell every radio personality. Tell the TV stations. Tell everybody. Because not very many people know about ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, until you know somebody affected with it.
And somebody's going to hear the message, and they're gonna do something with it when they hear it.
Yep. That's it. And that's the whole goal of it all. The I'm sorry, I don't know how much time I have.
No, you're fine. Matter of fact, Jeremy, we can go to a quick break, and then we can talk about Jeremy's journey. We can talk some more about how people can connect. But we're going to take a break. Folks, you are listening to The Mark White Show. I hope that you'll share this with your friends. We have some encouraging segments here, including Jordan Martinez coming up in the third segment. But right now we're talking to Jeremy Etherton of Lexington, Kentucky. We're talking MS and ALS awareness. I hope that you'll let your friends know about this show. He said he's never heard of it in Kentucky, but we're going to get it there. Folks, you are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Sue Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appley, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
We are back. We are talking to Jeremy Etherton of Lexington, Kentucky, and we're talking MS and ALS awareness. Jeremy does have a page, a group that he has started called Jeremy's Journey, MS, ALS, Crazy Neurological Stuff. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me back yet again.
I hear you, man. You've got some rules in your group from the admins. Do you have those rules in front of you, or do you want me to state them?
I kind of wrote them, but you can read them.
All right. Rule number one, must have a sense of humor. Rule number two, be kind and courteous unless, LOL. Rule number three, express your faith. Mine is Jesus follower. Rule four, accept the fact that this is a support group. Rule five, share your story. It can change a life. And rule six, you have to challenge yourself every day. Let's go over rule one, must have a sense of humor. What about that, Jeremy?
Man, Mark, like I said, you know, my faith is in Jesus and that's it. And, you know, I truly believe we're predestined in a way. You know, life throws everybody challenges, but God's never going to put more than you can bear in my belief. And I accept it and I go with it. And he gave me extra helpings of humor, sometimes crude. But it's going to, because I make more fun of myself than anybody else could ever possibly do it.
Well, so I appreciate you keeping it clean for the Mark White Show. I appreciate you. Appreciate you keeping it clean.
I did. Yeah. So, you know, it's just that. Right. I have five children from identical twins that are 21 years old all the way down to a 6-year-old. And through having kids, you have to have a sense of humor with kids, in my opinion, because kids are funny, you know, and it's kind of that's where I get all my humor stuff from, and God gave me a bunch of it to deal with that, and that's it. I mean, it's
rule number two
in life. Yes,
be kind and courteous, okay. Unless LOL.
Unless it's somebody. Like, is not being kind or courteous. And you don't need to be.
Right.
And I, I just followed Jesus' example on a lot of this stuff.
That's right. Well, we've gone over rule.
I would throw tables over.
We've gone over rule three. How about rule four? Except the fact that this is a support group.
It is, and it's for all of us to get together, talk about the MS struggles, the ALS struggles, and you help each other. It's like, okay, well, what kind of a wheelchair should I get, or what kind of a this should I do, or that should I do, and we know more about how our bodies are working than a doctor, because it's our body. So everybody sharing and then getting together and saying, okay, this sounds like it's a good thing based on this.
Rule five, share your story. It can change a life. I know we talked about in the last segment, but let's talk a little bit more about sharing your own personal story so that it can help somebody else.
And my personal story is, you know, misdiagnosed for a year and a half with multiple sclerosis. They mimic each other a lot. ALS is a disease that's what you have after they get rid of all the others. And they're like, oh, well, this is what it is. And then there's some extra tests they can do after that. But it typically takes, you know, a year to 2 years to figure it out. Doctor's appointments, this, that. So sharing your story, saying, man, this is what I experienced. I went through this many neurologists. I've done all these other things. I'm still jacked up. What's going on? There's things that are happening that I have no control over. And it's that, and your story, your testimony, and I'm sorry, preach about that a lot, but that's how you change somebody's life. They can argue about this or that. They can argue about your story. This is what I've been through. This is what I've done. This is where I'm at. That's your story. They can't say, well, no, blah, blah, blah. But it's that. It's your story, and that's the whole purpose of that. Then share it.
And the final rule, you have to challenge yourself every day.
Whether with ALS, you know, a lot of people are bedridden because there's an eye gaze system. You can write things, you can text, you can do all this stuff through a computer system that recognizes, you know, your eyes. So you can still type, text, do this stuff. You can... When you're at the point where you can still walk, when you still have your voice, because with ALS, basically your mind is still there, perfectly healthy, depending on who you ask, and it's there, but you're trapped in a shell.
Yes.
It gets to the point where you can't breathe, can't walk, can't talk, can't do anything, and machines are doing everything for you. And, you know, but you can still do something. You can still, you know, with technology, you can still do that. If you want to, you know, there's an individual, Mark, that wrote a book using an eye gaze computer system. You're looking at one word at a time. It's not using your fingers and going, you know, just typing something in. Wow. You're looking at a word, going through a system, picking the word out, and then boom, there's the word. To type the word "the" could take like 40 seconds.
Yes.
And there's a guy who wrote an entire book using that system.
Amazing.
You can challenge yourself. Yeah, just keep doing that. Don't give up. You challenge yourself your whole life, and now you have a disease, and you think, oh, I'm going to just quit now.
Well, Jeremy, I want people to go to your group, Jeremy's Journey, MS, ALS, Crazy Neurological Stuff. It's a public group. Yeah. I want people to join it. And, Jeremy, I thank you for coming on the Mark White Show today.
Mark, I appreciate it, and I love you guys, and thank you for doing that. Go Cats.
Love you too, buddy. Roll Tide.
All right, brother.
All right.
And we'll talk later.
We will. And that was Jeremy Etherton from Lexington, Kentucky. Glad to have him on the Mark White Show today. Thank him for joining us. Folks, we're going to go to a break. You are listening to The Mark White Show. Follow me on Facebook at The Mark White Show. Send me an email if you have information at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. We'll come right back with Jordan Martinez. This is The Mark White Show.
This is News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WBNN. News starts now.
If you like hickory-smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow-smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. both. Catering, Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Abilene, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama.
I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
We are back. From 2008 to 2016, there were more than 6,000 veteran suicides each year. What a staggering number. And as I listen to the intro song, I think about each one of those veterans was somebody's baby, somebody's child, somebody cared about that individual. And as things happened in life and they grew into adulthood, something caused them to want to end their life. And what grief and sadness it brings to the loved ones who are around them, their fellow soldiers. I have on the line with me right now USC School of Cinematic Arts graduate student and former U.S. Army paratrooper Jordan Martinez. He's a combat veteran who saw firsthand the psychological effects of war that had on him and returning service members and decided to do something about it. So he created and he's working on the movie called The Gatekeeper, a film production which highlights the real struggles veterans face with PTSD and suicide. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jordan.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me on today. How are you doing?
I am doing great. We had a segment before you on MS and ALS awareness, and the Mark White Show just tries to bring awareness to various subjects, and PTSD is one of those very important subjects, and I want to say I appreciate the project that you're in the middle of, and wanted to help however I could through the show.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me on again. Yeah, I wanted to be able to, we wrapped on production a few days ago, and now we're in the post-production stage. But how this project really got started was really last year. I was in China, and, I got a call from a friend. And he told me that actually a soldier that we both knew had taken his own life. And, you know, it kind of gave me a lot to think about being so far away from home and realizing how many problems are, you know, not elsewhere in the planet, but actually, you know, all around us in the United States. So I really wanted to highlight something in my thesis film, which it was coming up the next semester. And I thought, you know, what better subject, what better topic now more than ever to confront than veteran suicide. So I did a lot of research. I did a lot of data gathering. I realized that 3 times the amount of veterans commit suicide than the civilian counterparts. And it really opened my eyes to so much more. And I actually had an opportunity as well to know somebody that had committed suicide unsuccessfully, and began to really get into the deeper understanding of what happened in his mentality and how he got to that dark place to begin with. So it is a big problem. It is something that is plaguing society, and it seems like media and Hollywood, unfortunately, has not really emphasized it or decided to really address it as an issue in our society.
You're exactly right. I have a friend right now. His name is Van Booth, and he's walking across the country for PTSD awareness. And today is Armed Forces Day, and he is walking 22 miles and breaking his personal record of 19 single-day miles and walking 22 miles today. And he's going through down his stretch today. I'm staying posted what he's doing. But we have people across the country who are former military who are trying to do some good and trying to save some of their fellow soldiers, and that's what you're doing. And you have this movie called The Gatekeeper. So tell us about the movie itself and how you believe it's going to help veterans.
The Gatekeeper is a thriller based in just after the Iraq invasion. It actually highlights an infantry unit and a First Sergeant Tawassan, the main character of the film. He's at the end of his entire career and is about to retire, and he decides to go on one last deployment with the men that he's been training up on. His wife is against this decision, and his NCO, his E7, is against this decision as well. So pretty much everyone's telling him to not go on this deployment, but there's something that burns in his desire, his soldier sort of mentality, to go on this deployment regardless of what other people think. And, you know, as soldiers, we pretty much tell ourselves, you know, we have to do these certain things. At times can be out of reasons for honor and, you know, to serve other people and whatnot. But there's also blind spots that go on within that. And this kind of highlights some of those things. The First Sergeant Tawassan ends up going overseas, and things don't happen exactly the way that he envisioned. And they cause lots of repercussions in many different people's lives. So it really has to go into, as far as the soldier psyche and frame of mind, it's a mixed hybrid genre, and it uses different realities as well, because it goes inside the mind of the soldier as well, without giving too much of the plot.
Yes, yes.
And twist as well. Obviously, I'm trying to be so vague.
I understand.
But, that's a general aspect of the inner subconscious of the mind of a career soldier. And I feel that, you know, a lot of veterans, we hear about, you know, people that have guilt, survivor's guilt. We hear about people that lose a sense of purpose. We hear about people that go through extremely traumatic experiences in their time of service. And it can forever change the person in a very negative, and sometimes it leads to depression, and often, of course, suicide in some cases. And it really embodies all of this. This film, what makes it special is it's not just about one aspect. It's not just about depression. It's not just about, you know, the family life. It's not just about war. It's all encompassing. And it's also made by actual veterans. I wrote the screenplay. Co-writer of it was a woman friend of mine. She really helped with some of the other aspects of the screenplay. And I directed it. And then we had actors that were veterans as well. The three main leads are all veterans. And as far as many of the other roles are also veterans as well. We had a lot of crew that were veterans that pulled from what's called the Veterans in Media and Entertainment that's based in Hollywood. It's a great organization that has lots of job opportunities and media opportunities for veterans that want to get into the film industry. So I was able to utilize all these different aspects that I had in Hollywood, and that they really, really, really made this film come to life and maintain the studio grade quality that's needed in order to keep the attention of viewers these days. So we really wanted to do something special for the veterans, for these causes, and maintain authenticity, because I'm sure, you know, we all know that, you know, veterans are the biggest sticklers when it comes to authenticity.
Oh, absolutely.
We want to be able to make, you know, we watch, you know, Hurt Locker or, you know, whatever movie, Zero Dark Thirty, and, you know, they're the first ones, we're the first ones to say, oh, this would never happen, you know.
I've seen it. I've seen the patches and all the different things that they do wrong.
Yeah.
They'll get it, man.
Yeah. We really did our utmost to be able to really, really stay true. Sometimes I had to be a drill sergeant about it. But, you know, it's hard because you don't have a lot of time on set. This is a union project, so we have to fall under all the guidelines and laws that Hollywood and the studio, mega studio system obeys without the studio. Without the studio budget,
yeah,
of course, you know.
And that's what I wanted to get into in just a minute about the budget. And because I didn't necessarily want you to share the movie and everything that happens in it and give it away, but I do want people to have a taste of what you're trying to do so that if they're interested in being a part of helping this movie to be funded, then I want them to do that. How close are you to your goal on funding this particular effort?
Well, our new goal is has been adjusted, and we pretty much are like we're calculating on top of my head. I think we still need we're about 35% away from achieving our post goal. So we've just wrapped on production, and so we need funds in order to finish the film, keep it studio grade quality. We need to be able to have an orchestra that like Hollywood films actually have. We need to be able to have, you know, a color grade. We need to, you know, titles and all these other things that go into the post, editorial. You know, the film isn't over when you capture all the images and all the sound. You have to be able to cut them, color, you know,
yes,
you know, polish them and do all these things from professionals. You can't leave it up to somebody in their basement for obvious reasons. If you want the film to look, to be able to honestly to compete, that's at the end of the day, you know, we're in a capitalist society and you have to be able to compete with the real thing. And that's just reality. If you're not able to reconcile with that, then you're not able to actually get to that goal, in my opinion. So that's what we're trying to do, is we want to be able to have and hold people's attention. And ultimately, we want to make the feature film of this movie. That's the real goal. We want to be able to really broadly get this film made as far as a 2-hour long film and distribute it around the entire world. That's what's really the key. That's the mission. You know, when we were able to do that, then we'll be able to touch the eyes of, you know, millions of veterans in the United States, Canada, Australia, the entire world. You know, I mean, it's a huge problem in the United States, of course, as far as the issues facing our community. But they really touch on, you know, also civilian people as well. And that's important because, you know, if we don't reconcile with these issues on a broader way, we're not going to be able to, you know, release this film. It has to be able to be connected for civilians as well. It can't just be for veterans. It has to have that sort of balance. It has to be able to be understandable. And that's something I personally, the topic is something that I personally struggle with, because when I wrote the film, a lot of civilians say, I don't really get it. You know, I'm using jargon. I'm using, you know, 4 minutes inbound, you know, in route, you know, all the things that, you know, people in the military, it comes second nature, you know.
What's a good time to learn, isn't it?
Yeah, I try to, you know, in the 2-hour film, I think you will be much, 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 much more clear. But yeah, in the short film, you have to understand that, you know, you are showing this to civilians as well, and they have to be able to connect with it, because most of the civilians are the ones that are going to be coming to the box office. Let's be real.
Right,
there's not,
right.
You know, I mean, you have a smaller, much smaller percentage. I could be wrong, but I think it's around the 1% margin. So I cannot completely alienate, you know, 99% of the population. And that's kind of the, you know, producer side, director side that I've learned from USC Cinematic Arts, you know, as far as USC, which is an excellent film school. One of the things that makes this film project even more special is that it's an historic project for USC. I use pre-visualization, which is the same technology that James Cameron, Steven Spielberg, and, Peter Jackson from Lord of the Rings used to make their high-budget $100 million films. That technology I was trained by the people that made Ready Player One, the newest Lion King Pixar, and tons of other films as far as high-budget special effects films. And I was able to plan every single shot on my own time in animation. So that means composition. That means the blocking of the characters, where they're standing and this and that. And I've been able to manipulate and move the camera in this digital world, so to speak. And then when I get to set, I have obviously a matrix of exactly the composition, where the actors are standing, all, you know, like all that encompassing. So there's less wasted time on set.
That's cool.
And my, yeah, it's really awesome. And, you know, being an NCO in the Army has really trained me to not just, you know, to be a planner of, you know, make sure that less can go wrong. We all know, you know, war is chaotic, you know, missions are chaotic, but if you can control as much as you possibly can, then you're more likely to have success in those missions and operations. And that's kind of what I bring to filmmaking as well that makes me unique. Is that innate ability to really, really laser focus on an objective.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about, Jordan, where people can go to follow the Gatekeeper effort, and if they want to support the effort, where would they need to go to do that?
If they want to support the effort, you can go to Indiegogo.com and type in the Gatekeeper. You can also go on to Facebook, Instagram, and you can look up the Gatekeeper 2019. And there's links in there that will take you to Indiegogo. You can see our pictures there. You can see our stills there. You can see behind the scenes there. You can see all sorts of information in regards to the Gatekeeper. You can see the quality of the production and whatnot. We also have an actress that is also a veteran from Stranger Things. Her name's Jennifer Marshall. She's a huge veteran supporter. She's a veteran herself. That was a part of this project as well. So we have some people that have some very great Hollywood credits. Another individual that was in Grimm and a few other major shows in the industry. So we've been able to get a decent amount of press. We've gotten some from We Are the Mighty that did an article on us. That was really nice from Shannon Corbell, who wrote the article. But if you want to help support our campaign, Indiegogo and the Gatekeeper would be what you would type into the search engine there.
One of the things, Jordan, I wanted to talk about, we have people who are graduating from high school and college, and we have some people who will be joining the military now, and expectation versus reality. We have just a couple of minutes, but what's something that you would share with somebody who is planning on joining the military versus what they expect it to be and what it actually is going to be?
You know, that's a great question. I would say don't expect your experience to be the same as another person. Because, in my opinion, experiences are going to... Yeah, no, I would... going back to that, I would just say that do not listen to somebody else's expectations and think that that's going to be your expectation. Your career in the military is going to be completely different for many variables of reasons. The time in history we're at, the politics, what's going on in the world, what branch you're in, what MOS you're in, you know, tons and tons and tons and tons of variables. You know, the people that you meet, et cetera. It could be an amazing experience. It could be a not amazing experience. It could do a lot for you if you really, really stay sharp, stay on the ball. You can use it to get your education. You can use it to see the world. You can use it to gain discipline. You can use it to gain a whole nother family and brotherhood. There's so much great things about the military, but you have to be able to take the good with the bad.
I hear you, man. And Jordan, I know there's some young people that are going to jump into boot camp and think, what have I done? But but the fact is, like you say, take the good with the bad, earn it and embrace it. And if that's your decision, you go all out for it. There are some challenges that people are going to face as you see what's happening across the country with PTSD and suicide. And I appreciate the fact that you're willing to step up and use your talents to make this happen for others. And Jordan Martinez, I wish you well in your effort, and I hope that people will jump on and support it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and have a wonderful day. And, yeah, take care. Happy
All
Armed
right.
Forces Day.
Thank you, buddy. Same to you. That was Jordan Martinez of Los Angeles, California. He is producing The Gatekeeper, movie production called The Gatekeeper, National Armed Forces Day today. We're going to be having the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment when we come back, and I'm going to have Susan Garrison. Some of you supported Mason Borden of Phil Campbell. He lost his mom to pneumonia earlier in the week and then lost his dad to suicide last year. And I'm going to talk to her about maybe some steps that we can take with their family. So I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can sing a rainbow. We can sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow too.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, Exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Earlier in the week, I had the opportunity to talk to Athens High School seniors, 241 of them. One of the stories that I shared with that group was the story of Mason Borden of Phil Campbell, Alabama. He lost his dad to suicide last January and lost his mom to pneumonia earlier in the week. At 14 years old, Mason is left without both of his parents, and he's living with his grandparents. Mason's cousin, Corey McLemore of Tharptown, Alabama, contacted me and asked if there was something that we could do to help. Of course, there always is, and that's what we do here at the Mark White Show. Mason did not want his mom to be cremated, so his great-aunt, Susan Garrison, organized a fundraiser for a proper burial for his mom. Within 12 hours, from 6:50 a.m. to 6:50 p.m., $3,000 was raised so that his mom could be buried at Aiken's Funeral Home in Russellville and the debt taken care of. And I was so pleased that that happened, and it's because of listeners like you who get these efforts via the Facebook, on the Mark White Show Facebook. You see what's going on, you know that there's a need, and you try to help.
Right now, I'm with Susan Garrison, and she is from the Franklin County area, joining me because of a special young man who lost his mother earlier in the week, and we wanted to try to help him. He had a wish that he wanted his mom to be buried in what we consider the normal fashion as opposed to being cremated, but the money wasn't there. Susan, tell me what you did for Mason to try to help in his quest for his mom's proper burial.
Well, we talked to Mason. He spoke with his aunt. She wanted to have her cremated, and Mason was just really upset about that. He didn't want his mom cremated, and so I just set up this GoFundMe page, and not thinking, you know, we would really get enough, but, you know, there's good people out there who really care. And I think Mason, his story touched their hearts, and they gave enough to give her a proper burial. And we're just so thankful for everybody that stopped by and prayed.
Well, your son, Corey McLemore, reached out to me yesterday morning at about 6:50. And yeah, I guess he had heard of the Mark White Show before, but he messaged and he said, I'm not sure if there's anything you can do, which when somebody says that, I'm thinking, oh, yes, there is. And yeah, he asked if we could help. We also have people out there, as you say, in our communities who are caring people who are just looking for a way to make a difference.
Exactly. Yeah, and I don't think if Corey would have ever, you know, wouldn't have gotten in touch with you, I don't know if it would have got, you know, we would have raised as much as we did. So, and Corey has a really good heart. He loves Mason. He takes up a lot of time with Mason. And, you know, we all just love this little boy more than anything.
Well, that fundraiser went pretty fast yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Which, as I said to you before we got on the line, he's 14 years old. Here we are facing summer, and he'll be in the eighth grade next year. He's going to need support through the summer that he would probably get if school was in session when this happened.
Exactly. He lives with his grandparents who are on a fixed income. They're both disabled, you know, and they just don't have the funds to, you know, give him everything that he needs that a teenager, you know, would want or need.
At 14 years old, if he looks at what people have done to help in this situation with his mom, I hope that he looks at it and knows that there are people out there who care.
Like I said, I mean, we take up a lot of time with Mason. You know, my son takes up a lot of time with him. I've got a first cousin and a nephew that takes up a lot of time with him and takes him hunting and fishing and stuff like that. My dad takes him fishing and hunting. He's very special to a lot of people.
And I know this is going to be hard for him to go through. I can't imagine, as young as he is, to lose his parents. You're a great aunt to Mason?
Right. Yes.
All right. I've talked to Rustic Youth Camp. I don't know if you're familiar. Rustic Youth Camp's over on Lost Creek near Belgrene. They have a camp in the summer, and me and my family go, and I'm working on Mason being able to go to second camp.
That would be amazing. He would love that.
Yes, there's a lot of people from Haleyville, from Russellville, from Phil Campbell, all around the area, and we have...
Oh, that would be great. He would really love that. He loves the outdoors.
Terrific. Well, I'm very sorry for the family's loss, and I'm going to try to not just help with a fundraiser, but I really want to try to help take steps with the family as y'all come up with ideas to try to help Mason. I really want to try to be there. So if you make sure you stay in contact with me so I know what else I can do to try to help this young man.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate all you've done, and we would have never got this much, you know, if you hadn't took part in it. And I just want to thank you very much for that.
That's what the Mark White Show's about. Thank you, Susan Garrison.
Thank you.
I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Remember, you can follow me on Facebook at The Mark White Show. You can also follow on Instagram at The Mark White Show and on Twitter at Mark White Show. Also, please send me emails. If you have a story to share, if you have somebody who has a need, please share that with me. You can do that by sending me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Also, if you have something that interests you that you want to find out more about a particular subject, let me know through an email at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com, or you can also send me a message to the Mark White Show Facebook page. I appreciate each and every one of you. I want you to know that you are cared about. There is hope. Let's make a difference together. If you see what's wrong and you